sometimes you get something that doesn't make a lot of sense to you. I want you to know that today is also a very special day. Today is the 10th anniversary of our departure from the other church to the day. The Lord woke me up at 4 a.m. this morning to remind me of that. And sometimes we go through things that we don't understand. Sometimes we have experiences that don't making any sense. Why should I be persecuted? Why should I get mistreated, etc., etc., and all those things that happen. Anybody ever get mistreated? When I was in school, I had plenty of that. And the bottom line, I think the Lord wants us to remember is that your vision, Gus, Beauty for Ashes, says that you go through stuff, and we all go through. And the young, as well as the old, you know, the darkness is not reserved just for older folks. It's anybody. I've seen little children under a tremendous amount of pressure through no fault of their own, and they really, really struggle. And we wonder, oh my God, why are they going through all this? Well, it's designed by God for them to become jewels. And we don't understand it, but the Lord has a remnant. He always has a group that he wants to work with in his own way. And without going through hardship, you're not going to have a heart that's going to be compassionate. If you've had it easy all your life, and everything has been sweet, your heart can become quite proud. And I remember years ago there was a story of a bunch of boys, and they all wanted to be captain of their team. And it was a baseball team, and they were all doing their utmost to get the job. And there was one kid, he every time went to the bat, I mean, almost for sure they were going to get a home run. And so obviously, guess who thought he was going to be the captain of the team? Because he had this incredible talent and he was so good. And, excuse me. You got competition. Hello? Can I call you back? Okay. So, this boy that was struggling, every time he went to the bat, almost 80% of the time, batted out. Couldn't do it right. Tried like crazy. Stayed after school and double-checked and did all he could. Nothing would work. So he pushed and pushed, and he asked the coach for special training and so on and so forth. He just wasn't doing it right. And the other kids were all doing pretty darn good. So when the day came that the captain was going to be chosen, the kid who has the home runs was ready for the new hat and the new sweatshirt, everything that went with it. Guess what? It wasn't his size. And when the coach came out and said, who do you think's getting the captain's job? And of course, right away, this guy, yeah, he's ready, right? He said, nope, sorry, kid. You wouldn't have any compassion for those who are struggling. So I'm choosing the guy who's asked for help. I'm choosing the guy who's going to be compassionate towards his friends that are not doing it all perfect, like you. That's really the story of some of your lives as well as mine. Struggling is a part of becoming a leader. Leadership is not something that you, let's say, have a talent for, and then you automatically graduate and you do it without working. Leadership is something that you go through a lot of times where you get burned. You're going to get burned, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get wounded, you're going to get disappointed about yourself and about the circumstances that are going on. And you're going to start thinking maybe you are not valuable at all. But the truth is, your value is greater than the one who has all the natural talents. So when the coach looked at the kid that thought he was getting the job, he said, for you, you have a God-given talent that you've never worked for. You've never really had to try. And you're full of pride about how great you are. But your future is very bleak. Did you hear me? Your future is very bleak. Because you think that these gifts that God gave you are yours and you can do as you please. And they are. They're yours for a season. But you will answer to the Creator. Because He knows what He put those gifts in there for. And they're really to help your brother. And to help your sister. And the one that's been crushed many times over is going to have compassion and a heart to help. Not to push and shove your way through life. So many, many times, those that we think should be lifted up, when they are lifted up, they need to be prepared. And they're going to nosedive. They're going to nosedive. You're going to have trials and temptations and difficulties of many kinds. James chapter 1. Rejoice, give thanks, because maturity is a part of that. Go to James chapter 1. This was not part of what I expected to go, because I had asked the Lord what He wanted and I didn't get much of a response. He just told me to open my mouth. So that's what I've done. I've opened my mouth. Now guess what? I didn't have James 1 ready. Trials and temptations, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Being mature and complete doesn't happen without testing. And you know, sometimes you think, oh well, I think I'm more mature than I used to be. That may be very true. You may be more mature than you were last year, the year before. And that happens at any age. There's no number on this. There is no number. I've seen children go through some unbelievable stuff. And they come out on the other side with God's promises in their heart saying, God, you're taking me through. I'm not giving up. No matter what, I am not giving up. And they're dedicated and they push and they push and they will become leaders because their hearts are for their broken brothers and sisters. A few weeks ago, I got a phone call from someone that I hadn't spoken to for maybe about 6 years. And the conversation lasted about an hour. And this person has been a broken person for a number of years. Very, very broken. And we talked, and the person said, do you know why I called you? And I said, no. I haven't spoken to you for
a long, long time.
Why did you call me? Because whenever I called you in the past, you never judged or condemned me. And you knew how many mistakes I made. And I said, so? That's why I can trust you with my heart. And Peggy, you talked about groups and sharing your heart. And your neighbor, being an elderly person, over 55, in the golden age, has never had an opportunity to open her heart. So it shows you that you can be older and still have never had an opportunity to mature. Because maturity is going to be a part of your life when you realize, my God, there are others out there that are hurting maybe more than me. My lesson came in maturity when I had a major issue with some people in my life. And I was angry. I was hurt. I was wounded. What do you think what happens when you're hurt and wounded? Tell me what you do when you're hurt and you're wounded. Yeah, you try to retaliate or protect yourself or stop the pain. Anybody got a clue what you do? Anything to stop the pain. Okay? We got a lot of young folks out there that are using drugs and alcohol to stop the pain.
Self-medicating.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, they can't go on. And yet they won't open up because they think nobody's going to love them. Okay? But the Lord says that His Word is that if you give Him praise in the midst of this stuff, consider it pure joy. Who wants to think about it as a joyful moment when you're being crushed or rejected or wounded? No, it's not my way of doing it, but it is God's way to perfect us. He says, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. The young boy on that team worked harder than probably all the other kids. And God is looking at you just like them, saying, is he working hard? Is he pushing hard? And if he is, he's preparing you for a higher calling, a higher place. And that's what he wants. He wants to take us all a lot higher than we've ever known or understood. Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. Did you hear that? If you don't know how to do it, whatever it is, wisdom is what you need. And wisdom is from God. And if you ask for it, God will be really happy to give it to you without finding fault. He's not looking to blame you. He's looking to rebuild you. Is that what your Bible says, Judy? Okay. And he says, oh, he's so stingy with his wisdom, he'll keep it all for himself. Well, that used to be my religious thinking. He's so busy, he ain't got time for my problem. The hard way was, it was just the opposite. He was waiting for me to ask for help. Well, I was used to being told, you know, come on, do it right. Do it right the first time, you'll be okay. Verse 6, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. That particular verse changed my life. Unstable means fearful in all my decisions. Fearful of the future, fearful of the unknown, fearful of not quite making it. Making it so that I could never stick to the job of believing that God was with me all the way. And He was. But you know what? I didn't feel it. I was looking for an emotion. And He's spirit. He's not going by emotions. He's not going to push your emotions to make you feel good about yourself so that you will keep on going. You've got to make a decision. A quality decision to believe in spite of what you feel. And to thank Him in spite of what you don't see happening in front of you. Believing, Mark 11:24 says, believing you have received, it will be done unto you. If you're looking for God's grace and God's wisdom and God's way of doing things, knock and ask. Don't be afraid to knock and ask. And as you do, He will fulfill everything He's promised you. But it may take time. It may take time. I'm not saying you're going to get instant answers like tomorrow it's going to be all over. Tomorrow just might be the new beginning that you need. And to really be able to hook up with somebody and say, look, I'm having a hard time right now. You know what happens when you humble yourself and you say, I'm having a hard time right now? God starts pouring grace into your heart. What is grace? Unmerited favor. Something you don't deserve that you get automatically because His love for you is so intense. His love for Jesus, who gave up His life so that you and I could live. When we look at the past 10 years, I remember the very first week of November. I'm on the phone with the guy who set up our website. And of course, we couldn't get registered because the name was already taken. And went to bed that night and said, God, I need wisdom! Lord, you gotta give me wisdom. I don't know what to do. And I woke up the next morning with the little tiny three-letter word, the. And the rest is history. I called up Tom and I said, Tom, try see if we can get the House of Prayer for All Nations registered. He calls me back. Hey, he says, we did it. Thehouseofprayer.us. The website. We've been registered ever since. 10 years this week. What are we saying? God gave birth. God gave birth to a painful experience that we needed to go through in order for Him to put us where we needed to be and the way we needed to go forward. Not picking on anybody. Letting God be God. And lifting ourselves up sometimes by just sheer choices to go forward and not question Him. A lot of times I used to question, what's going on, God? Obviously, with that kind of an attitude, He really didn't want to answer. Amen? Okay. Verse 9. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position. See, the kid who tried real hard didn't even know he had a high position. In fact, he probably didn't think he was going to be the captain of the team. But the coach knew it all along. But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plants. Its blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away, even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Try it on for size. Close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I am blessed. When I persevere under many trials. Because when I stand in the test, I will receive the crown of life, which God has promised for those who love Him. And I choose to love Him. Amen? Share some hugs with each other. Knowing that you are going through a test is also something that you can share and say, look, I'm having a hard time, would you pray for me? That's humility. And keep on going. Love each other. That's the only way to go. Amen?